Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The holidays are a time of food, family, and fire hazards. This morning, the Davenport Fire Department reminded people to prevent fires over Christmas and New Year's. That's when it receives more emergency calls. Lieutenant Zach Solis says now's the time to inspect furnaces, replace filters, and make sure they're ready to go as the weather gets colder. If you have to use space heaters, he says, keep a 3-foot area around them clear and make sure to turn them off when you leave the room. Solis hopes fire prevention becomes part of everyone's holiday routine.
There's nothing worse than stringing up all your lights and then plugging them in and finding out that a couple are missing or not working. Check them ahead of time, and while you're checking those, to make sure the lights work, to inspect the actual electrical wires themselves. You don't want anything frayed. And again, just use what they recommend as far as how many lights can be in one set to the extension cord or to the outlet.
Real Christmas trees are notorious fire hazards during the holidays, and he says they should be watered every day and displayed far from sources of heat. Solis says the Davenport Fire Department receives a lot of calls because of candles. Adults should monitor them at all times, especially if there are pets or children around. The Illinois economy continues to grow slowly, according to the University of Illinois Monthly Flash Economic Index, and Mark Schultz has more.
The flash index for November rose 0.3 of a point to 104.2, up from a 5-year low in October. Anything over 100 means the economy is growing, according to U of I economist Fred Gertz.
It's not the kind of explosive growth that many people are looking for, but the fact that it's slow and steady is good news in itself.
Gertz says Illinois is starting to benefit from the robust national economy that registered 3% growth in the last two quarters. The Flash Economic Index averages corporate earnings, consumer spending, and personal income to measure the state's economic health. I'm Mark Schultz.
A man and a teenage boy accused of killing a girl in Davenport have made plea deals. 1.5 years ago, police say 15-year-old Ayanna Culbraith was killed when shots were fired during a backyard party. Davenport police arrested two suspects a couple of weeks later. The Quad City Times reports 19-year-old Trevor Owens has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and other charges, and 15-year-old Camario Hill pleaded guilty to attempted murder as a juvenile. Both were previously charged with first-degree murder and intimidation. They'll be sentenced in February. He will be sentenced in juvenile court and remain under court supervision until he's 18. His case will then be sent to adult court, where a judge will decide whether to sentence him to adult prison or discharge him. Well, one day after Illinois officially began its bicentennial celebration, Rock Island joined in. Today, city and state officials raised the state's bicentennial flag outside of City Hall. Speaking to a group of fifth graders from the Rock Island Math and Science Academy, Mayor Mike Tomes urged them to take pride in their home state.
And we need the youth, we need everybody in the state of Illinois to join together in continuing to make this a great state.
Joining the mayor was State Representative Mike Halpin from Rock Island. He says despite its many problems, Illinois is still a great state.
Illinois has faced difficult times in the past, war, depression, racial and cultural tensions, but we continue to grow as a state, and our challenges now, as in the past, can be overcome with time, hard work, and a commitment to a common purpose.
Similar flag raisings were held across the state today, including in Moline and East Moline, following yesterday's official kickoff in Chicago at Navy Pier. December 3rd was the day Illinois became the 21st state 199 years ago. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.